Hey, welcome back. Today's video is entitled How to Control Emotions. And essentially what I want to do with this video and with this lesson is I want to explain to you, describe, and illustrate for you the idea of what the hierarchy is of your control of your emotions and your body language and things that you do. For example, whenever you act a certain way and you act out unconfident or act insecure, what is causing you to act insecure? And whenever people see you or women see you, they don't know what it is that you're doing specifically. They just know that it feels weird and that you feel unattractive when you do it. So what I want to do is I want to shed some light on what it is that you are doing. And not just that, but what is controlling it. And then above all, which is going to be really interesting, what is controlling that? What's at the core of all of these sort of little techniques that we've been learning? And what's at the core of what's successful and what fails as far as techniques go. So first I want to explain the three different elements that we're going to be going over. The first element is body language. Body language is something that's very tangible. We can see it. You can look at someone else. You can say they have very good body language, or they have attractive body language, or their body language seems awkward or incongruent or inconsistent. And you look at someone else and you can say that's very open body language or very closed off body language, things like this. So we can read body language pretty much almost consciously. If not consciously, then we can at least dive into it a little bit and start to unscramble it to figure out what it really means. So that's easy enough. I mean, you have to study some body language, which you'll be learning in this course, but it doesn't really reveal everything. So what controls your body language though? Like, why is it something that we feel like we can trust? Why is it that whenever I see someone acting a certain way and then they say something that's different, I tend to trust more what they did and not so much what they said? Why is that? And the reason why I feel like I can trust more is because we intrinsically know that body language is controlled by our emotions. So at the bottom, you'll have body language. This is what most guys try to change is their body language. And I think it's a very important part of being attractive as well. But it's not really going to change anything. It's only kind of, as I say, putting a Band-Aid on a bullet wound. So it just sort of covers it up for a minute, but it doesn't heal it or fix it or anything. So the problem with that is that when you go out and you do understand some positive ways of showing your body language so that you can attract certain people, whenever something happens in that conversation that sort of throws you off a little bit, then you lose. You reveal that you're faking it, and then no one trusts you at all, when that's a really bad thing, obviously. So you can control your body language to a certain extent, but it will always be controlled by your emotions. So all women will have to do is get you emotional about something, which they tend to try to do, and then your true body language will reveal. And if you get smaller or look down or show weakness at that moment, they'll know that you're faking your confidence. So the best way to fix this is to control your emotions, right? But how do we control our emotions? This is the big question. I mean, if we could do it, then wouldn't we all do it all the time? Well, maybe. And I think that we can do it. And I think that there is something above emotions. And I'm going to go over that right now. If you try to control your emotions, one of the problems with that is that, well, whenever you get into an emotional state, you're not logical. And so if you're trying to control your emotions with your logic, with your logical brain, by the time you actually need to control your emotions, your emotional brain is taken over and your logical brain is dropped to nothing. So it's just disappeared. So your emotional and your logical brain don't work together. Either your emotional brain is heightened and your logical brain is lowered or sort of quieted out and drowned out, or your logical brain is heightened and your emotional brain is drowned out. So trying to control your emotions just straight up logically is not going to work. It just doesn't work that way. So instead, what do we do? We need to figure out what actually controls our emotions. And as it turns out, our emotions are controlled by our beliefs. So things that we believe are true, our ideas of truth or false. And these are typically our beliefs about ourselves. And because we believe a certain thing, we feel a certain way. Because we feel that certain way, we act a certain way. So I'm going to illustrate something that I illustrate in my book that I think is a really great idea. It's in the Tao of Badass. And I'm just going to kind of go over it again, elaborate on it a little bit just to show you what I mean by this. Now, imagine you are walking down a street and in front of you, you see a group of girls walking toward you on the same side of the sidewalk. So they're walking toward you. It's maybe four girls, and they're very attractive. They're in their own world. They're kind of walking and talking and laughing a little bit to each other and smiling. But they're walking at you, and you look up and you see them. Now, I want to pause there. For the first scenario, I want to pretend like you do not believe you're attractive. Maybe you believe, in fact, that you're not attractive, which is actually a better way of explaining it. So if you believe that you're not attractive and these women are walking toward you, we're going to continue. So they walk past you, and right as they walk past you, they all stop talking, right? So they get quiet. They walk past. One of the girls looks over at you and is smiling. And then as soon as they get past you, they all start bursting out in laughter. They start laughing. And they keep walking in the opposite direction. One of the girls turns around. You look around. You see them. And she turns around. She's laughing a little bit. Then she turns back around, and they keep walking. And then they go on. So here's what's interesting. If you believe that you're not attractive and a group of girls laughs at you, laugh at you, then what you're going to naturally do is you're going to feel like just bad. You're going to feel like you're unwanted, like you're being laughed at, like you don't belong, like you'll never be good enough. You can only assume that what they're doing is they're saying, look at this guy, he looks ridiculous, or things like that, all negative. And then that feeling causes your body to do strange things. It causes your body, your shoulders to tense up like this. We do this to protect our necks from vulnerability. Our shoulders lean up like this. Our chin comes down. We look down at the ground. We keep our feet closer together so that we don't take up as much space, because if we take up more space, then we're more likely to be challenged as men. So we keep our feet in, pull our shoulders up, keep our elbows in tightly, and usually tilt our heads down and kind of take smaller, swifter steps. And the reason why we take smaller, shorter, swifter steps is because we don't want to fall. And so if we take shorter steps, then we know for sure that we have more control over our movements, because if we fell, it would be devastating to us at that moment, because we definitely think that they were all laughing at us. So the interesting thing is that women notice body language first, and then they decide whether or not they're attracted based on your body language. And it's the reaction to them that they're looking for. So they're looking for, when they come up and talk to you, they're looking for your body language once you start interacting with them, or once they see you interacting with another girl. Because they assume that whenever you walk up and you start talking to them, that you're going to be in an emotional state. And if you're in an emotional state, then they can know that, they can trust that your body language is going to be natural. So if you believe that you're unattractive, your emotional state's going to be all jarbled, and you're going to be confused and scared, and you're going to act with your body language like that's the case, and they'll know that they're not attracted to you. But if you can control your emotions and you can believe, let's say, that you are attractive, then something entirely different will happen. So let's go back and let's revisit the same scenario. You're standing, you're walking on the same side of the street, rather, and they're coming towards you. You walk past, they get quiet, same way, and one of the girls turns around and smiles at you, and then they all start laughing, right? So, but this time I want you to pretend like you believe you are attractive. And so as you walk past, you're going to be feeling like these girls are all being quiet because they're nervous. That's going to be your natural thought process, because if you believe you're attractive, you're going to assume that they're quiet because they're nervous. So because of that, you're going to feel empowered. You're going to feel strong as a man. You're going to feel like, oh, I'm in control of this. These young girls are attracted to me. You know, whatever, it's normal. It happens all the time, you know? So then, when they walk past and they start laughing and the other girl looks back, she's going to look back and see you with a different kind of body language. When she looks back, you're going to be standing up straight. When you're smiling, you're going to look back, you're going to smile. You're just going to kind of be amused by the whole situation. You're going to realize that it's them laughing about how they're nervous, and it's nervous laughter rather than them laughing at you. And when they actually turn around and look back at you, they're going to be attracted in that moment. So when they first see you, women don't really trust what they see. But as soon as you react to something, that's whenever they become attracted to you. This is a really valuable concept. So the idea is that your beliefs control your emotions control your body language. You can never control your body language and think that that's going to affect your emotions. It's not going to. Only thing that affects your emotions is your belief system. And the only thing that will actually change your body language is your emotions. So the way that you can use this to your advantage, and what I want you to do, is I want you to think back on some things, some beliefs that you currently have that aren't serving you anymore, that aren't actually making you feel confident. I want you to reconsider some of these beliefs, and we're going to go into more about how to create a new belief system in the future in these videos. But for now, just try to recognize which beliefs are not helping you anymore, and that if you just change these beliefs about yourself, primarily that you're hot. That's a really important one. If I could only instill one thing into your head and download it to your brain, it would be that you have to believe that you're attractive. And it's better to believe that every woman wants you. You'll get much better results if you believe that every woman wants you and they're actually all laughing at you, but you don't know that, than it is for you to believe that every woman's laughing at you when they're all actually attracted to you. So you'll get much, much better results if you just believe that you're attractive. You're an attractive guy, and you don't know why, but women just are drawn to you, and this is kind of how it is. They seem to be drawn to you, and no one can really prove that otherwise. We'll go into how to create that belief system in the future and future video chapters. But for now, try to think of some of those different beliefs that aren't serving you anymore. Write down three of those beliefs that you can think of that don't help you anymore. These are bad beliefs that used to help you, used to protect you, but don't anymore. And I want you to go ahead and pause the video now and write those three things down. So go ahead and do that now and then press play whenever you're done. Go. Okay, great. Welcome back. So now that you have those three things written down, I want you to look at them, and I want you to try to just let them sink in and accept that these are things that you realize now are not serving you. This is a really big step, so make sure that you are aware of these things. We're going to do this exercise several times over this video course to kind of recalibrate ourselves to make sure that we're changing all of our beliefs as time goes on. Otherwise, we get stale with these belief systems, and we tend to grab onto them thinking that it's what we need to believe about ourselves, and it's true, quote unquote, but it's not actually true. These are just things that we have learned about ourselves that we've come to believe based on ideas things we've seen many, many, many years ago in most cases. So anyway, look at that list and just sort of accept it for now. We're going to go into more detail in a future video, but know that just for the sake of this explanation, that beliefs are the center of attractiveness in a man, of what makes you confident and attractive. Beliefs control your emotions, which is what makes you feel scared or nervous or whatever when you're around a woman. Approach anxiety is an emotion. So if you can control your beliefs, you can get rid of approach anxiety. It is possible. I know it may seem like it's not, but it is. And approach anxiety is where you want to approach someone and you get anxious. You know, you're like, I'm going to talk to her, but I'm scared that she's going to reject me or whatever our fears are, which we'll go into later. And then your emotions will then control your body language. Positive beliefs mean positive emotions, which mean attractive body language, which means you will attract more women, which will reinforce the belief that you are attractive. So anyway, just want to let that sink in a little bit. In a few days, you should get another video from me, and we'll go on from there. Thanks a lot. And make sure you comment below and tell me what you think about this.